When in the shower the other night, I received quite a fright. I discovered acres of wrinkled skin, then realised it was the one I'm living in. This put me into rather of a dither, because I know what happens to flowers when they start to wither. It's a poem by Wally Brown, a Pauata Hunui man whose work has been published posthumously this year by his granddaughter, Fenella Brown. Wally only took up poetry in his 80s after he was unable to keep working on his farm. The proceeds from the book will go to Wellington Free Ambulance. Fenella Brown is with us now. Kia ora, good morning to you.
Good morning.
This is a lovely tribute to your grandfather.
Yeah, well, I just feel that he's done such an amazing job at talking about something in such a lighthearted, humorous way that, you know, we don't talk about enough in terms of mental health and how there's a real battle when you're ageing.
Mental health and ageing, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So he made it to a ripe old age, didn't he?
He did, yes. So we had him until he was 91. We celebrate his 91st in lockdown in 2020. And yeah, it wasn't until after we lost him that, you know, I'd typed up all of these poems as he was writing them, and I thought, this needs to be shared. We need to get this out to more people. And Wellington Free Ambulance was always his choice of charity. He was always trying to, you know, fundraise for them. So I thought it was only fitting that we created a book and sold it with all the proceeds going to Wellington Free Ambulance.
So do you remember when he started his poetry? Because he was fairly late in the piece, wasn't it?
Yeah, it would have been in his 80s. It really happened around when he started having a lot of health issues as he got older, obviously. And he really just couldn't do all the things he was so used to. You know, he was a Kiwi farmer. So his whole identity was this lifestyle of going out and cutting down trees and shearing sheep, and he couldn't do that anymore. So this was kind of what was his new thing, and we were really surprised. He's actually really good at it.
Yeah. What have you called this?
So the book's called It's a Bastard Getting Old, and that is based on the very first poem that's in the book.
Yeah, and that's it pretty much sums it up, doesn't it? That's the theme of it, right? Did he share and revel in poetry with you guys? I mean, did you read poetry? Did it come out of the page and out through the mouth in your family?
Yeah, like he wasn't. I mean, he liked reading kind of some of that older witty poetry, but never really showed any interest into any further than that until he had nothing else to do, really. And yes, he would always write them up on his refill paper in his very sketchy handwriting. He would hand them to us and read a few that he thought was pretty good. But yeah, he definitely enjoyed sharing it with other people.
Yeah. And so are you the brains behind the publishing, are you? You've done all that logistics and stuff?
Yeah, yep. So I've typed up all of the poems, which... If you knew Pop's handwriting, was a bit of a challenge in itself. And then have worked with a publisher and Wellington Free Ambulance, to get it published into a book.
Yeah, and what are you hoping to do fundraising wise? You have you got a target?
Yeah, I have. I'm about to say it out loud now, so it has to be a thing, yeah. Now, doesn't it? my personal target would be to raise $10,000 for Wellington Free Ambulance, and that would be selling about 450 books.
Oh, well, good on you. Thanks, Fenella. That's Fenella Brown there.